when you're going to plow road, want to throw your dirt up, you use that twister. And eventually, what we finally got, well, we got a turn plow. Well, that old turn plow, one horse turn plow, two horse, that thing.
Oh, yeah. That really do the job.
That's right.
Have you ever heard of a Chattanooga plow?
Chattanooga plow. You go ahead, and on that plow, you can start to plow, and you bolt points for it. This wing right here was made, and you could buy a point back at the end of the encompassment. You know, you call it one bolt, that come on in, get on that tight. Then we had to watch about breaking points that we could break. That you go ahead and know you're going to run into something, break that point, and have to get another point. You watch about that, but that when that point would put it down in the ground instead of it going to turn back.
And you could just replace the points on it.
Just replace the point on it. And well, we had that plow lasted, that wing lasted 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about the thing that you used to break up the ground after you plowed it to, you drag a what over?
A harrow.
Okay. That was not. Nowadays they use the discs, but now this was the thing that had. Yeah, this was just in the harrow you're talking about had like looked like railroad spikes. Yeah, yeah.
We finally got the cultivators.
Yeah.
It had all that in it.
What about the thing that you might have out back to cut stove wood on?
Chop block.
Okay, or if say logs, you put them on a what to saw them?
Oh.
Saw. Some of you call it saw horse or saw
horse. Saw horse, that's it, yeah, saw horse.
Something that my man used to, when he used his straight razor, they used to sharpen the razor on. Okay, or leather.
Or a strap.
Razor strap.
Okay. And something that you put in a rifle to fire, they wouldn't call it a bullet necessarily, another name for it you might say, they weren't firing live ammunition, just blank. You ever hear?
Cartridge.
Okay. And to take care of your hair, you use a comb and a what?
Brush.
Okay. What about a thing that kids get on that goes a blank or something?
Seesaw?
Yeah, you'd say they're out there doing what?
Seesaw.
Okay. What about one that where they put a post in the ground and then put a spike in the center of it and have a long thing sticking, a board sticking out and whirl around this way.
Merry-go-round, I guess it
calls. Okay, some people call it.
Yeah, that's right.
Used to throw you off of it, and then when you tried to get up, it'd come around and hit you in the back. What about if they just had a rope or something from the limb of a tree, they might put a plank in the bottom of it for a seat and make a what?
Swing.
Okay. Something that you'd use if you were burning coal in a stove or something that you'd, a metal thing that would hold the coal, what would you call that? Next
grate.
To it. No, on, not in the stove, but next to the stove, you'd keep your coal in a what?
Scuttle.
Okay.
Coal scuttle.
Something if you were carrying some rocks or some heavy feed bags or something, has one wheel on the front and then two handles that you...
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. If you were out in the field and your hoe needed sharpening, you'd sharpen it with a what?
File.
Okay. And back at the barn, you might have a big stone with a crank on it. They call that a what?
Grindstone.
Okay.
Grindstone.
And if the wagon wheel or something started squeaking, you'd have to put some what on it?
Axle grease.
Okay. And then you'd get your hands all what?
Get them all black and greasy.
Okay. If you had a hinge squeaking, you'd have to put some what on it?
Oil.
Okay. What is it that they used to burn in the lamps?
Kerosene oil.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a what?
Tube.
You know, I used to say, what about the thing inside a tire? A car tire that you have to patch. But they don't make inner tubes anymore, I don't think, for car tires, so I just do the toothpaste.